WGCA 2 Center Time, 7:21. And it's time for Connecticut Press Club Award-winning Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. Each Tuesday at this time, Greenwich resident Robin Pastor, a licensed agent in life, health, accident, and retirement planning, will discuss concerns families and individuals may have regarding steps they may take to protect their health, life, and people they love, given that people are projected to live longer than ever today. Here's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor.
Good morning to our listeners in Fairfield and Westchester counties, our listeners streaming live everywhere. Please keep your text, comments, emails coming, and talk to me when you see me in the post office. Tell me what you're thinking. I want to give a big shout-out today to our friends at the Learning Clinic in the Quiet Corner, and they may be hiring. Check them out. Great residential program for students, thelearningclinic.org. A big shout-out to the international press, the Washington Post, Karim Fahim, covering how Saudi Arabia is handing down the final rulings in Jamal Khashoggi's murder sentencing. That's in yesterday's Washington Post. Check it out. And to our local press, big shout-out to Best Version Media. They do a wonderful magazine introducing neighbors to neighbors. You can read them in your local neighborhood, Old Greenwich and Riverside, and various neighborhoods throughout the country. So today is September 8th, and it is the first day of school for many people. The New York Times calls it, quote, a new level of first day nerves. That was yesterday's front page, talking about how parents and students are getting ready for day one at Greenwich High School, today's orientation, and tomorrow they're having all the students come to school at two staggered times. The hybrid model will be tomorrow, group one in the morning part of the day, and then group two in the afternoon. One group is called Greenwich, the other is called Cardinals. And there's been a lot of press lately in our local press about resources. On a recent Zoom meeting, the Board of Ed was asked, and I commend the Board of Ed beyond words. I think we all agree that the Board of Ed and our superintendent, Dr. Jones, have been working tirelessly, endlessly, 24/7, this past summer. I'm sure they're working right now on ensuring a safe start to school. But today's Greenwich Time, Ken Borsick reports, quote, our resources are stretched. And he talks about how students are heading back to school this week and the Greenwich Public Schools still need to hire more teachers, particularly in the area of special ed. And how there's one school board member in particular who's expressing concerns about the district's ability to meet the needs of special education students, and that is Board of Ed member Karen Kowalski. Now, all the Board of Ed members, in my opinion, I've been watching all the Zooms, have been incredibly transparent, incredibly informed, talking about their concerns in a very open, direct manner, which everyone appreciates. Now, the Board of Ed has expressed some concern regarding staffing for special ed teachers in particular, and I quote Karen Kowalski here. She said, I've always been concerned that we were short on special ed teachers in our district across the board, and that was a complaint for parents. It has been a complaint, and I believed we did not have an adequate set of resources, but then you add COVID on top of all this, and our resources are stretched even more. Now, the chief of pupil personnel resources, personnel services, rather, Mary Ford, said last week in a joint statement with Superintendent Dr. Jones that there are six remaining openings for special ed teachers, and the district is now working to fill the positions. A general study of all special ed services offered by the Greenwich Public Schools is in the budget for 2020 through 21. And as our schools prepare to reopen for in-person instruction tomorrow, in some cases today, today is the first day, as I mentioned, for orientation at Greenwich High School, the first day for several private schools in the area, which, by the way, are requiring parents, I'm told, to do an online survey before school starts. You must answer questions regarding, does your child have a fever of 100.4 or higher? Do they have any of the following symptoms? And then they list symptoms. And then the final question is, has my child been in direct contact with anyone testing positive? And in those situations, for those local private schools in our area, the child is, quote, cleared to go to school if the answers are no. And if the answer to anything is yes, then they're not cleared. And then, so that is something interesting, whether your school requires it or not. It makes sense, obviously, what we were doing before COVID, just check your child's temperature, see how they look, see how they feel, and obviously if they have any of the symptoms. Now more than ever is a good time to keep them home. And at a recent Board of Ed meeting, the Board of Ed assured that if your child misses school because he or she is under the weather with a low-grade fever and is able to attend streaming classes, distance learning, whatever term you want to call it, they will not be marked absent. So that is really good news. Now, there was an emergency board meeting held on August 31 with the Board of Ed, and Dr. Jones said that delaying our school is no longer needed because we have had a surge in applicants for the open positions. The administration noted at that meeting on August 31 that there have been, quote, several staffing challenges, but that we are good to go. Now, every district, obviously, across Connecticut is doing things differently. We have some schools, Danbury, for example, who decided to open remotely, at least in the initial part of the month of September. And you can Google other districts, Cheshire, Connecticut, Mystic, Connecticut, Groton, Connecticut, Madison, Connecticut, Brooklyn, Connecticut. Every district is making their own decisions, their own rules on what school will look like this year. We sent our children off this morning with masks, of course, and I think it's a great idea. It was suggested by friends and neighbors. Give your child several masks every day in case he loses one or she loses one, or it falls or gets dirty. And we wish our children all the very best. There was a wonderful article that I read, and I've been talking to people all over town expressing parents' anxiety one-on-one to other parents about hoping and praying that everything goes well this school year, and I think it will. But a friend said that, and he says, look, I'm not pushing religion here. I'm not professing religion, whether you're religious or not. Think of Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And that is what I said to my children this morning, and that is what I will say again tomorrow, and to the college kids who are up there studying remotely or in person. There was a great article in Fortune magazine about a college called Amherst College and how they're handling the virus by what they're calling a COVID bubble. It's in Fortune magazine by Lee Clifford. Check it out. You all have a great day. Thanks for listening, and please keep your comments coming. Thank you. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Thanks very much, Robin. That's Robin Pastor, and Happy and Healthy at Any Age. You hear her Connecticut Press Club award-winning show each Tuesday morning at this time.